He shall learn. Liyira, to fear, as Hashem Elokim is God, Lishmor, to guard. As called Divrei HaTorah HaZois, the words of this Torah. Now, by the way, it says here HaTorah HaZois. There's a big shaila. Is Torah Lashon Zohar or Lashon Nekeva? Is it Torah HaZeh or Torah HaZois? Okay, this is a big topic. V'esachukim, it says in some place it says the word Zois, sometimes it's the word Zeh. Let's see. HaTorah HaZois, V'esachukim bo'ele la'aseh, some of these laws to do them. Let's see with the Rashi. Rashi Pasuk Yutes. Rashi Divrei HaTorah Kimashmoi. What does that mean? The words of the Torah Kimashmo, like it implies, like it sounds. Okay, that Rashi needs a lot of hesed. Let's see what the Targum says. Pasuk Yutes. Useheime, the Torah shall live within the Yehi Kari Be'yi shall reach from Koyime Chayo all days of his life. Bedil so that the Elaf he shall learn Lemitchal to fear Kodam Hashem Eloke Lemitar Yos. To guard, call piskomei oiraisa, the piskom. Okay, so this is the piskomei oiraisa. I mean, we had it before. The laws or the statements, we have to come back to that of the Torah. Hador this, the yos ki yomayoh ilein lemeevadoin, and he shall observe. Ki yomayoh means to do these things. No, I'm sorry. Lemeevadoin means to do. The yos ki yomayo is the chukim. He is translating the word chukim, laws, with the word ki yomayo, these laws. Okay, let's right away take a look at what it says over here in the Matsari. Open up this a little bit for us, if he does. If he chooses to do so, let me get this out of the way. I have things on the screen here, which, okay, here we go. The Matsari says, vihei korei, viyihye korei, targum vikora, Shuloshin Osid, Loshin Hoive, Hamish Tashaykh, Kemash Mois, Hemshach Apostle Mechayov. Okay, so the word over here is really the present tense. It's Vikorovo. Korovo means the present tense. And in this context, anytime that you have a word that's in the present tense, you can, if you wish, you can translate it in the past tense or the future tense. The present tense is very generous. It's a very generous tense. It allows the reader to manipulate it and to select how they want to translate it. In this case, the Targum, the fact that he translates the word, Useme vihe kore, this is the future tense. And so the Targum is translated that he has a sifta, and for the rest of his life, and the Torah is giving him instructions, he shall read from it in the future. Okay, this is the parish of the Targum. Next, that's all it says. Okay, there's nothing else. We don't have any other insight to what's going on over here. Let's analyze one more thing very quickly. The Divrei HaTorah Kimashmoi, the words of the Torah. What did the Targum say for the Divrei HaTorah? He translated the words Piskomei oraisa. Now, what was a piskom? We had it before, I forgot. A piskom means, what's the translation of the word piskom? We had it before. Precise translation, according to Rashi. Let me quickly look over here on Google Translate and see how they translate the word piskomei.
Divrei.
Right, so the question, what does it mean, divrei? What does it mean, the word piskom? Pisgom. Okay, let me see how they translated it in Aramaic. Aramaic, it says over here, Aramaic to English. No, we don't have a translation. Hebrew, it means maxim, proverb, a saying, an adage, aphorism, a byword, a motto, epigram, epigraph. Okay, so basically it means a maxim, a saying. A piskum is that's a good word, but I don't use that word all in English, so I'm not really so familiar with that word.
Which probably means divrei.
No, so that's exactly the question. See, Rashi, this is the point. If Rashi says something, we have faith that Rashi was bothered by what the Targum said. And Rashi is coming to either reject the Targum or explain the Targum. If Rashi doesn't just say things out of it, just like that. Rashi is saying something because there's something bothering him about, and specifically, what's bothering him is the Targum. The Targum said something unusual. He said that the translation of the word Divrei HaTorah does not mean the words of the Torah. It means the Piskamim. Now maybe we can explain. Now it's coming to me. Yesterday, we learned we had two perushim of the Targum. The Targum yesterday said, "He shall write a sefer to the Mishnei HaTorah Hazis." So the Targum says the Pashegen. The Pashegen. What is the Pashegen? So we had an elaboration of what that means. According to one interpretation, it means the text. It means the exact text of the Torah. According to the other explanation, it means a summary. A summary. It means bullet points, cliff notes of the Torah. So maybe it's totally zeb zeb. I want to suggest to you that we're going to work now with the second interpretation. The word piskamei, Rashi and Unkelis are going l'shitosom, according to their interpretation. Rashi says that the Melech is supposed to copy two Sifrei Torah. He is to go copy, put that on the table, the table of Torah from Levi, and take out a paper, take out the parchment, and copy one Sefer Torah, and then copy a second Sefer Torah. One goes in the Beis Genozov, and one goes with him his entire life. He puts it around his arm, and he carries it with him wherever he goes. According to Rashi, he's copying the exact text of the Sefer Torah. Thus, when it says "V'karu boy kol yimei chayav," he shall read what it says. "V'karu boy kol yimei chayav l'man gil malir es Hashem lishmar to guard es kol divrei haTorah kimashmaoi." The words of the Torah are exactly what he carries around with him. Is exactly what it says in the Sefer Torah shel Moshe Rabbeinu kimashmaoi. The exact words. But according to the second interpretation of Unkelis, the word that the Melech never wrote a Sefer Torah. A Melech, he wrote cliff notes. He wrote the maxims of Torah. He wrote the sayings of Torah. He wrote the summary of the Torah. The essence of what he extracted, what he was able to extract from the Torah. So you can't say now, he shall read Lishmor to guard its Divrei HaTorah HaZois, because that's not what he's reading. He's reading his personal notes. And that's why the Targum does not say divrei, does not say the words. There's a better word for divrei, a more literal translation of the word divrei, I don't know what it will be. The Targum says the piskome, because the piskom corresponds to the pashegen. The pashegen is the essence, and the reading of it is the piskome. Those two words, I'm suggesting, go hand in hand. They're like cousins. You write down the essence. And now when you study, you're studying what you wrote down. You're not saying, it's not the Divrei HaTorah, it's not Kimashmo, the exact words that were in the Sefer Torah of Moshe Rabbeinu, because you never copied the Sefer Torah of Moshe Rabbeinu. The Sefer Torah of Moshe Rabbeinu was locked up. It's in a special place. Only in special times you have an opportunity to see what it says there. All the Kohen Gadol, the Melech has in front of him is a summary. He has his personal notes from the Shiurim. And therefore, those are called piskomei, and they're called also pashegen or parashegen. Those three words all go together, all part of the same family. And they don't mean literal copy, it's a summary. But according to Rashi, who disagreed, Rashi learned that the Kohen God, the Melech, he actually wanted to be copied word for word, it says Zefter Moshe Rabbeinu. So then he's talking to read word for word, Divrei HaTorah, Kimash Mo'oi. Okay, so that's what we're trying to suggest. Otherwise, how else are you going to explain why did Rashi say Kimashmo? What is Divrei HaTorah Kimashmo? Since when does Rashi do that? Rashi just says, takes two words in the Pasuk, and he says Kimashmo. Rashi doesn't translate for you every single word in the Pasuk. Rashi selects words, and he says Chidushim. And whatever is simplistic, he doesn't translate. Here, Rashi takes two words, and he tells you, Kimashmo. What? What's going on here? The answer is, look in Targum. Targum does not say Kimashmo. Targum says, a piskum. A piskum is not the translation, a precise translation of the word devarim. Eile ha-devarim. Mark, you have a chumash in front of you?
Yes, I do.
So go, what is it saying, Unkelis, in the very first pasuk in chumash devarim? Eile ha-devarim, the very first pasuk in chumash devarim. Eile ha-devarim asher dima shel b'nei Yisrael ba-midbar, ba-adava. There you have the word devarim. It says piskame, or it says another word?
Eile devarim. Eile piskomayo.
Oh, so this doesn't help me. This doesn't work good for me. Eile, but wait a minute. It's not so, wait a minute. It's not so bad. Because Moshe didn't, Moshe, Eile ha-devarim, Moshe was saying his own words. So it's not, no, it's not a kasha. It's not such a kasha. We need another example. That's not a kasha. That can be explained very well. Because Moshe was giving over his own chidushim, was telling his own words. So it's not a kasha. We need to see a better, another translation of the word devarim in Aramaic and see how the Targum other places uses translates that word. If he always translates the word devarim to mean piskami, then I'm in trouble. What I'm saying is not going to hold water. But if you have another translation, then it will explain what is bothering Rashi. It will go back very well to what we learned yesterday. All right, let's go to the next pasuk. Pasuk chaf. Levilti rum levava meyachav. The goal over here is the kohen should not become arrogant. Rum levava meyachav. His brother levilti suman amitzah yom. The small should not turn. Now remember, when we had on the top of the page the word sur, we had v'lo yosur levavo. The word v'lo yosur we translate is to sway his heart. A king should not have too many wives because the wives will sway, will turn him astray. The Targum pulled a fast one on us. And he translated the word Yosur not to turn astray, but to make mistakes. He'll make mistakes. He's not. There's a very big difference between going off the derech and making a mistake. When a person goes off the derech, it means this: the whole person is gone. The wife did a job on him, such a job they'll do. The wife will do such a job on him. He's not the same person anymore. These guys, they get married, you know, they're gone. They're gone. Their minds are taken over. They're gone. And then you have people who are not gone. They're present. It's just that they make mistakes. They're not sharp. They're not precise. Because somehow their wives didn't lead them astray, but they make mistakes. Targum was very precise. He says Lo Yosu Lelova means with a test, a toe. They should not make mistakes. Now here it says he shall read from the Torah. Laman he shall read from the Torah. William Rumachov, Lilith Suman Amit, so you have a small right and left. Laman Yarich Yamim Al Mamachto, he shall live many days on his kingdom. Hu Uvonov Bekerev Yisrael. Okay, let's see over here Rashi. Rashi Pasik Chaf.
Ulivut. Yeah. In Hazinu, Pasuk says Memvav. Bayomer Alehem Simulu Bachem Lechol Hadvarim Asher Anochi Meid Bachem.
It's going to be the same thing as the Devarim. It's the same exact thing here. What does it say? Piskamaya, right?
Right.
Because that's Moshe speaking. We need an example of where we have the word a text. You want to go refer to a text. Do you refer to? Okay, I don't know. I don't know. Maybe I'm probably wrong. I'm probably wrong. Why not? I'm wrong about everything else in life, so this is just another thing. I don't know. I do not know. Let's see the Rashi on this pasuk. Levilti b'mitzvah mitzvah. Afilu mitzvah kala shel navi. So it says here to sur min hamitzvah. What kind of mitzvah? So he says not just the mitzvah from the Torah, even a mitzvah kala shel navi. What does that mean? Mitzvah kala. There's no such thing as a mitzvah kala. V'ilhaya ekev tishmun mitzvah she'odam dosh ba'akovav. It's an attitude. Every mitzvah is chomor. Some people just your attitude towards the mitzvah. Here it says a mitzvah kala shel navi. That's a very interesting concept to say such a thing that a navi, when they give mitzvahs, they have different spectrum of mitzvahs. And is Rashi saying that every time a navi gives a mitzvah, it's automatically called kala? I don't know. Fine. Leman yarech. Yeah.
I was thinking he means shel rabbana.
What?
I thought he meant Shel Rabbanan.
Shel Rabbanan. So he's not saying that. You make a good point. Levil did Surah Mitzvah. He's not saying the Rabbanan. There's a much higher Divrei Kabbalah. A mitzvah from a Navi is called Divrei Kabbalah. It's almost equivalent to a Daraisa. There are generally three levels of mitzvahs. There's a deraisa, there is divrei called divrei kabbalah, and that's a navi. For example, Hoshanis. Hoshanis is takonas neviim. Some say buying a shavu, buy homes in chutz laaretz. That was also divrei kabbalah. A command of a navi is like a deraisa, almost like a deraisa. What the Rabban, the Anshei Knesset HaGedolah, instituted at the end of the Bayis Sheni or towards the middle of the Bayis Sheni, whatever it was, that's a lower level than a Navi. So you're asking a good kasha, why over here are we referring over here Dafka to a Navi? Maybe it refers to a Mitzvah the Rabbanim, the Rabbis. We have that. It says, we have the Torah that tells us that you should listen to the Rabbis. I don't know. Let's see. Maybe we'll come across and they'll shed light on this. Next, Laman Yaruch Yamin, Bechlal Hein Atah Shnei Laf. We can draw that if he does not follow the rules, then he's not going to live long. His malchus will not endure. Over here, Rashi tells us the tragedy of Shaul HaMelech, the first king. He did not listen. Twice, he did not listen. Sha'amal Shmuel Shivas Yom Tochil. Sorry? What did it say there?
Here in the Oslo, he uses the word tochel.
Tochel, okay, it's, of course, tochel, to wait. Wait for me 7 days, ad boi elechet laikanti. So what happened? Lahalois oil v'minola. Shmuel said to Shaul, I want you to wait. You wait for me for 7 days until I arrive. It was the seventh day, and Shmuel did not yet come. So the people were very impatient, and they said to Shaul, it's now or never. You want to bring a carbon? You want to bring a carbon to Hashem? Either we do it now or that's it. Never. We don't want to talk to you anymore. We're leaving. We are leaving and your malchus will come to an end. And Shaul was looking at his watch. When is he coming? Shmuel, when is he coming? When is he coming? And this was his chesaron. He gave in. He gave in to public pressure. The public pressure said, we're not going to listen to you. I mean, you know, the more things change, the more they stay the same. You have leaders, politicians, they're weak. They give in to public pressure. They know what's right. I don't know if they know, maybe it's the other way around. Who knows? Today we know nothing. No one knows anything today. But he gave in, he felt the public pressure, and that's why he lost his malchus. Let's see, Veloy. The Chassid, it says Vayuchal. Is that the correct pronunciation?
Vayochel
Shivas Yom. He waited 7 days. Lahalos Veloy Shomar Haftachasoy Lishmar Kol Hayom. He did not wait the entire day. Veloy Hispik Lahalos Oila Ad Shabosh Shmuel. So okay, fine. Shech the animal. They shechted it. They did the zrika, and before they had a chance to put the animal on the mizbeach, guess who shows up? Shmuel Hanavi, and he said, didn't I tell you to wait for me? V'omar loy niskalta, you have acted foolishly. Okay, niskalta, you lack knowledge. Kasher loy shamarta, you did not guard my command. V'ata, because of this chait, mamlachtecha loy sakum, your malchus will not endure. You have no backbone. A king has to be able to follow orders as well. Just like his citizens have to follow orders, the king has to follow orders. You do not follow orders, therefore your malchus will not stand. So over here, which command did Shaul violate? He's the melech. That is the topic of discussion. This pasuk we discuss the melech, and the melech has a mitzvah. What is the mitzvah? The mitzvah is to listen. The mitzvah over here is to listen to the navi. The navi told you that you shall wait for me to return. He did not obey the command of the navi, and therefore, that's why you're going to be punished. You're going to lose your malchus. Fine. Who banav? Magich and benoy hagon lemalchus who koydem lechol adam. This is a new principle, a new halacha. Who banav? To teach you that when a king dies, the one that has the halachic right to take his place is his child. It's not a democracy. The malchus of Klal Yisrael is not a democracy. It goes biyerusha. To his son automatically it goes to Yerusha. What about Rabbanus? Does that go to Yerusha? What about the Kohen Gadol? When the Kohen Gadol dies, does it go to Yerusha? So these are all very complicated topics. Not so simple. The only thing that is simple is a melech. It's a gezeris hakasef. A melech, when he dies, it goes b'yerusha to his son. Which son? The oldest son, the middle son, the youngest son, doesn't say.
The deserving son?
Well, that's the big question. That's the big dilemma. Which son does it go? So you would assume the oldest son, but that's not necessarily true, because we see throughout Tanakh that didn't go to the old. The Shlomo was not the oldest son. Shlomo was not the oldest son. So we see that it doesn't necessarily go to the oldest son. It goes to the son that the king that but has to go, but it does go to a son. Okay, this is a very big topic. It doesn't say that. It does not say that by a kohen gadol. It does not say that certainly by another position. Okay, so this is a very big. This is a very complicated topic. Yeah.
But I don't know if we read the sentence. It said ve'atom mamlachta lo sokom. That we said, but then Rashi continues. Hol amadato.
I said that shebeshvil mitzvah kala. Yeah, I said that because of violating, what was the mitzvah kala? The Navi. The Navi Shmuel told Shaul, wait.
Right, so that's the mitzvah. That's what Rashi was referring to earlier.
But in this particular case, he's saying very good. Rashi is coming to study Tanakh. We have to learn pshat in the pasuk based upon analyzing what happened later in history. And since later in history we find that a Navi did not listen, a melech did not listen to a Navi, and because of that, the pasuk explicitly says, you have acted foolishly, and you will thus be removed from your post. So now we have a revelation that when it says here in the pasuk, lo yosu min ha-mitzvah yom nesmol, it refers to a mitzvah kal of a Navi. Now that's a very interesting way to learn pshat in the pasuk. I mean, if I would do something like this, they would throw me out of the Beis Medrash. You have a pasuk, and you don't know what the pasuk means. Okay, so let's study history. And we see in history a ma'isa shahaya. It was a ma'isa shahaya, it was a melech. And the melech was given instructions by a Navi, and he did not obey the Navi. And the Navi said to him, you're finished. Okay, that's a very nice story. It's a very nice coincidence, you know, that the Navi gives you a command. It's called a mitzvah. And here he was punished, the malchus. But who says that the pshat in the pasuk? Maybe the pasuk is only telling us you have to listen to a mitzvah deraisa. And the case of Shaul HaMelech, he didn't listen. It was for other reasons. There are other situations, other explanations as to why his malchus was terminated, because he didn't have the backbone. He was lacking a certain basic leadership skills. You know, if you have a person, a melech, let's say you have a melech and he listens to every mitzvah, he does taryag mitzvahs, and he listens to the navi. But he does foolish things. In the morning, instead of going to kollel, he plays goes to bingo.
That gives more ideas.
He goes to bingo instead of going to kollel. So guess what? You shouldn't be the melech. But I didn't violate any mitzvah. Not a mitzvah deraisa. Not a mitzvah of a navi. You're right. You didn't violate a mitzvah, not deraisa, not of a navi, but a melech doesn't play bingo. And if a melech plays bingo, this is not a bezoyin for the tzibur who he represents. You are out. So just because Shaul, he went and he didn't listen to Shmuel. Shmuel told him, wait until I come, and he violated the command, and then he was removed from the malchus. You can argue that has nothing to do with this pasuk. This pasuk is telling you that the melech should make sure that he observes the tayag mitzvahs. If you are going to go and you don't want to put on tefillin, you don't want to wear tzitzis, then you're finished. Did Shaul put on tefillin and tzitzis? Of course he did. So why did he removed? Because he was playing bingo. Okay? If you don't have the discipline, the backbone, to not to succumb to the public pressure, then you're just not cut out for the job. It's not because you're an avarion, you're a bad person in the halacha. You're a tzaddik. You're just not cut out for this job. This is not your thing in life. You have to be able to have stamina to stand up against, not to fold, to listen to public pressure. Who says that? Rashi over here is a shocking thing. you don't know what pshat in the pasuk is, so we're going to go, we're going to study Tanakh, we're going to find the Hechatim. So, oh, mazel tov, it's a good shirach. Excuse me, just because historically, later on, 1,000 years later on, this is what happened in history, doesn't mean that's pshat in the pasuk. The pshat in the pasuk is a mesorah. It's tradition. It's the mesorah of the pshat in the pasuk is. And then you want to go reinforce it. Oh, I can show you my shaya. So that's the only way you learn pshat in the pasuk over here. Is it says here lo yosu na mitzvah. The mitzvah here means afilu mitzvah kala kinavi. That's where it starts and ends. When Rashi now gives us the story with Shaul, that is only an enhancement to explain the mitzvah after we have established what the mitzvah is from the tradition. Halacha l'moshe misinai, this is the pshat in the pasuk. Now that we know what the pshat in the pasuk is, oh, you have a story, so no, it fits very well into the story. But don't bring me a raya to what the halacha is from the story. That is ridiculous. That you can't do. There's no such thing as working backwards. Mark, you accept this they just said? You're on mute, or you're in shul now?
I heard everything you said.
Okay.
Now I'm going into...
To pray. Pray for us, Mark. We can use your prayers. Okay. Daven well. Okay. Vayitin. Let's continue. We have over here. So this is the story with Shaul. Now, let's see what it says in the Targum. Pasuk Chaf in the Targum. The Targum says, Bedil, so that the lo yiram libe, his heart, now here he should not become exalted. Arrogant, me'achohi from before Hashem, we deal so that the lo yiste, he shall not turn. You see, here we have a difference in the translation of the word sar in this pasuk versus the pasuk above. Min tafkeid ta, from his purpose, liyamina v'lismola, we deal so that the yarech, yamini shall live long days al malchusehu v'nohi begoy within Yisrael. Now let's take a look, before you move to the far, just take a note over here, we have the word lo yosur. On the top of the page, it said, when it says that he should not have too many wives, so that they shouldn't distract him, it says, v'lo yit'e libe, v'lo yosur levavo, v'lo yit'e, to make a mistake. Here in this pasuk, it says, pasuk chaf, it says, uvedil d'lo yiste. Doesn't say the word yite, make a mistake. Yiste means to go astray. Okay, next. Then when it says, here's something, another very interesting thing. He adds in two words that does not say in the pasuk. Min tafkeid to. From his tafkeid, from his purpose. The melech has a purpose. If he's not going to learn Torah, he's going to stray from his tafkid, either to the right or to the left. Okay, now let's see over here what it says over here in the Ma'atzari Pasuk Yutes. Pasuk Yutes, very little perish. V'yei korei. No, there's nothing. He has mamish nothing on this pasuk. Isn't that amazing? No commentary. All right, we have no choice. We have to go to the next pasuk. Pasuk perik up to shlishi. Lo yel lakoyenim alavim kol shev levi chelik nachloim yisrael yisrael shem nachloso yochelun. It says to that the koyhan levim the shev levi they will have a chelik v'nachloim yisrael yisrael hashem the fire offerings of Hashem v'nachloso in his inheritance yochelun they shall eat. Okay, we'll do another pasuk. V'nachlo lo yelo b'kev echov. They shall have v'nachlo. And their brethren. Hashem hu nachlo. So Hashem is their inheritance. Kasher di b'leik. Hashem spoke to him. Let's take a look at what it says over here in the Rashi. Rashi over here says, Kol shevet levi. The entire shevet levi. Bein temimin. And bein balei mumin. Chelek. So what is the difference between the word chelek and the word biza? What's the difference? Chelek and nachala. Chelek is in the biza, in the spoils of war. And nachala is ba'aretz. Is that amazing? I don't think the average person would expect that to mean. But yes, the average person, Levi did not get a chelik in the land. That's what they all say. He doesn't have land. But when they went to war, I think the average person would assume that he was able to take from the spoils of war. When they went to war, they captured the enemy, and the enemy had gold and silver and wood and other assets and movable items. I think the average person assumes that the Levi, they were able to take possession of these items, these movable items. And here the Pasuk of the Yer says that the Levi's Dachan and the Chelik has no Chelik in the Biza and not in the land. Ishei Hashem, the fire offerings of Hashem, Kotche Ha'am Mikdash. Okay, so some of you say not the middle, it's Kotche HaKadosh, because what do they get? They eat the Kohanim meat, the Kotche HaKadosh, the Karbon Chatas, a Karbon Asham. They eat those animals. V'nachalasai Elu Kotche HaGavul. Oh, so here he says, Kotche Hashem V'nachalasai, a blazer has entered the Bet Midrash. Shalom Aleichem. V'nachalasai, it says, V'nachalasai Elu Kotche HaGavul.
My babysitting job.
Welcome. V'nachalasai is Elu Kotche HaGavul Trumai Sumaisrois. That's what they get. Aval nachalo gemura. See, sing over here an idea. There's something called nachalo soy, and there's something called nachalo. Nachalo means land, and nachalo soy means trumos umaisros. Nachalo soy, they get trumos umaisros, but they do not get nachalo, they do not get land itself. Pasuk beis nachalo gemura, which means land, lo yihye loy bekerev echav, they do not get. V'sifrei darshu, v'nachla lo yihye lo, zu nachlas she'or. Now what does that mean? Let's see one moment. Bekerev echav, zu nachlas, nachlas chamisha. Now what does that mean also? V'ein yudeh mahi. And Rashi here says, I do not know what this means. It says in the sifrei, that they translate these words differently. V'nachlo yelo is she'or and chamisha. V'nearly, Rashi goes on that I'll tell you after consideration, I'll tell you what it means. She'ein she'eretz kenan she'ma'avir she'me'ever hayardin ve'elich nikres eretz chamisha amamin. The five nations. V'shal sichon v'oik shnei amamin. Emori u'kenani. V'nachla she'or L'rabois keini uknizi v'kadmoini. What was that? She'eretz kenan she'eretz hayadin eilich nikras eretz chamisha amen. V'shal sichon oig shnei amemin emoiri uknani. Period. Okay, let's go further. V'nachla shor is l'rabois keini uknizi v'kadmoini. The kach darish aparsha matonish. Shneir l'aron alkein lohoyel Levi. Lahazir to warn them alkeini knizi v'kadmoini. Shuv nimsa b'divrei v'kol kloinim. Sokas in Mr. Frey. Okay. V'nachlo yiloch ha'elu nachlas chamisha. V'kerev echav elu nachlas shiva. Nachlas chamisha shvatim. V'nachlas shiva shvatim. There's not going to be for them from the five, not from the seven. For a grand total of 12. Okay, so number one, let's go one thing at a time with you. Number one is something called Nachlas Chamisha and Nachlas She'or. Nachlas Chamisha means on the west side of the Yarden, five Shevatim took land. There are five Shevatim. Okay, I'm sorry. There are five nations of Canaan. If we go back to the Bris Ben Abisarim, Hashem promised Avraham 10 nations. 10 nations were promised to Avraham Avinu. Now from those 10 nations, the last of the 10 is Keni, Kenizi, and Kadmoini. Those last three were never given to Avraham ever. Those last three remain to be given to Avraham in the times of Mashiach. There are 10 nations: Akanani, Hachiti, Hoemari, Haprizi, Hayavusi, Hagagoshi, and then it goes on to mention Keni, Kinizi, and Kadmoini. Keni, Kinizi, Kadmoini, some say that refers to Rome, refers to, some of the major Europe, some of the major. The whole big question, where exactly is Keni, Kinizi, and Kadmoini? What land does that refer to? It was never given to Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael, the most they ever got was 5. They got 7 nations. There are 5 Canaanite nations on the west side of the Yarden, and there are 2 on the east side of the Yarden. Sichon and Oig, that were conquered by Reuven and Gad, that went to Reuven and Gad. That's 2 of the 10 nations of Canaan. 5 of the nations of Canaan were on the west side of the Yarden. So that's 7. So where are the other 3? Keni, Kinizi, Kadmoini. That's for another time. That's for the times of Mashiach. So when we say Nachalas Chamisha, that's on the west side of the Yarden. Nachalas She'or, it seems to include the Keni, Kinizi, Kadmoini, and what Reuven got, Chatzi Shevet Menashe, took on the east side of the Yarden. That's one interpretation of Rashi. The other interpretation is we're not discussing the nations of Canaan, we are discussing the Shevatim. How many Shevatim are there? 12/13. There are really 13 because Yosef was divided into 2, to Ephraim and Menashe. So the grand total is going to be 13. Levi gets nothing. Levi does not share anything with 5 and not with 7. Why do we use the terminology 5 and 7? So this is a very fascinating thing. If someone asks you this question, how many tekufos of division were there for the Jewish people? And the answer is 3. When Moshe Rabbeinu was alive, he distributed the land to Reuven, Gad, Chatzi, Shevet, Menashe. When Moshe died and Yehoshua took over, he distributed land to another 2.5 Shevatim. And when Yehoshua died, there were still 7 Shevatim that did not get their land. They did it amongst themselves. They were able to divide the land fairly amongst themselves, what each one would get. So when it says that Levi is not going to have a chelik in the land, not with the 5, and not with the 7, I mean, he's not going to have a chelik in the land from the 5 Shevatim that Moshe and Yehoshua divided when they were alive, and he's not going to have from the She'er literally means the remainder, it refers to the 7 Shevatim that were divided after the death of Moshe and Yehoshua. So let's try to read that again one more time very quickly over here. It says over here, there's not going to have a Nachla Gemura lo yeh pasuk beis. Nachla Gemura lo yeh lo bekerevecha. V'sifrei. We're now quoting a Sifrei. Medrash Halacha. Sifrei is Ploshen Rabbim. There's a book on Bamidbar, a book on Devarim. That's why it's called Sifrei, not Sifri. Many people, unfortunately, they mispronounce, they read it as Sifri, in the Sifri. The Sifri is not what it means, one book. It's not one book, it's 2 books. It's the book of Bamidbar and the book of Devarim. Medrash Halacha. There it says, V'nachal lo yelo, zu nachala she'or, or she'er, remnant. When it says, Bekerev Echav, zu nachalas chamisha. Now what does that mean? Rashi says, I don't know what this means. I don't know. I never heard of this terminology called she'er, or remnant, and 5. So now he goes on to tell, I'll tell you 2 perushim what this can possibly mean. Either it means 5 and 7 mean 5 and she'er refers to the Shevatim of Klal Yisrael, or it refers to the 10 Canaanite nations. So the nearly, so he explains the first he says about the 10 Canaanite nations. Now we most of us are familiar, there are 7 Canaanite nations. That is correct. There were 7 Canaanite nations that were given to the Jewish people in the lifetime of Moshe of Yehoshua. But 3 we never got. She'eretz Kenan, she've'eiver ha'yardin, ve'eilech, on the west side of the Yarden, nikreis eretz chamisha amamin. Because there are five Canaanite nations who lived there once upon a time. What about on the east side of the Yarden? V'shal sichoin ve'oig, shnei amamin. Those are two nations. Who are they? Emori u'Kenani. Emori, those two are called Emori and Kenani. The Kenani is one of the nations. They lived on the east side of the Yarden. So it's five. That's called Besoich Echov, in the main part of Eretz Yisrael. And when it says they don't have a Nachla, then it's Nachla She'er. That's on the east side. The west side is the five, and on the east side is the two, for a grand total of seven, because there are seven nations that were given to us. Nachla She'er, and when it says here V'Nachla She'er, doesn't just mean only the two. It means l'rabos, I guess from the word v'nachalas. The word v'nachalas is coming to us as a drasha. Not just the two shvatim on the east side of the Yarden, but it's coming to be marbe even keni ukinizi v'kadmoni. Okay, v'chein derish parash manasu matonos shnei li'aron al keni lohi olevi l'hazik al keni ukinizi v'kadmoni. Fine, it means there, refers even there to, they didn't get a chelik in that land either. Shovnim subdivar Rabbi Chloinimus, Hachar sinim misifrei. V'nachlo yeloi, this is the second interpretation, refers not to the Kenani nations, but refers to the Shevatim. Elu nachlas chamisha. When it says, v'kerev echav, elu nachlas shiva. What does that mean? Nachlas chamisha Shevatim, v'nachlas shiva Shevatim. Umitoich Shemoisha Yoshua Lechilku Nachla El Lechamisha Shotin Belvat. Shagan Moisha Hinchel Ruven Vigod, the Chaz Shaganash. The Yoshua Hinchel to who to Yehuda, the Ephraim, Ulechat Shemanash. So between Moisha and Yoshua, five Shavatim got their Chelik in the land. What about the other seven Shavatim? What happened to them? The Shiva Achelim Nolume Alehen. They came to an agreement. Achrei Mos Yoshua, mitoyachach hiskir chamisha levad v'shiva levad. That's why we bring up the pasuk. V'nachla lo yelo bekerev echov. Kerev echov is the seven. And when it says v'nachla lo yelo, that refers to the two, and not just the two. It refers also to really to five, including Kinez, Keni, Kinez, and Kadmoni. Okay, so Sher really means seven. It means the seven Shvatim, and V'nachlo lo yelo is L'rabo She'er. She'er means five, the two that Moshe divided, the two that Yoshua divided. So the say, and their nachala yechlun, which Rashi told us that word means the trumas and the maestros. Yachsonolo yehile mgoyachoy matanon dihavle the gift. See here in nachala, the single he's referring to the word the gift, which means they're going to get Hashemu nachala. So this requires a lot of elaboration. Kamod demal Hashem. This would require a lot. We have to take time to do this. We're out of time. We have to stop. It's very late. All right, we have to stop here. Hopefully, we learned something here tonight. Thank you very much for coming. Mishnah tomorrow we're going to do Chumash. I mean Siddur. Tomorrow is already Thursday, so Mishnah tomorrow we're going to learn the Siddur. Thank you for coming. Have a wonderful night. All the best, everyone.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Servus, Laser Bachi. Servus. Tomorrow also maybe I will be late because I have a work to do. Are you going to come visit us at the shul tomorrow?
Good morning. I have a baby sitting there.
Alright.
Good night.
All right, good night, everyone. Be well.
Rabbi Ephraim.
Yeah?
Did you speak to Dr. Brizak lately?
No, I didn't. I spoke to him, no, it's been a few weeks already.
What?
It's been a few weeks already. It's time to call him again.
Yeah, Dr. Bienenstock is a friend of his, but he doesn't have his number, I don't think.
I have his number. You want his number? I have his number.
No, you call him.
All right, I'll call him. All right.
All right. See you tomorrow.
Zygmunt. Be well. Good night.
Good night. Bye-bye. Let me know if she talks to you.
Okay.
Listening to Hugo Talks. I don't know about you, but I've been seeing a lot of news articles recently of people who are in hospital who say, I was an anti-vaxxer, but now I've caught the virus and I wish I'd taken the jab. I recommend everyone to get the jab. There's been quite a few of these over the last week. They've appeared kind of out of nowhere, which of course is interesting. It's interesting that the mainstream media focus on these because they don't focus.